I'm Mary Engish, and the man with well-amended compost and soil in his veins, Charlie Nardozzi, is here.
That's it.
Well, Charlie, I know you want to talk about this particular plant. To me, it always looks like Queen Anne's lace. It's got the sap inside that can really burn your skin when you're removing it. Can you tell us more about how to get rid of wild parsnip?
Oh, wild parsnip. Yeah, it's flowering now, and you're seeing it all over the state on roadsides and abandoned meadows and fields. And it's very dramatic because it stands up about 3 to 4 feet tall and has, like you were saying, a Queen Anne's lace flower, but it's yellow. So yellow flowers on it. And it's prolific. It'll drop tons of seeds and it'll keep spreading and spreading. And what it does, of course, being an invasive, is it crowds out native plants, which is not a great thing. And also, as you mentioned, it has this toxic sap in it, where if you get that sap on your skin, and on a sunny day especially, it'll cause blistering and burning of your skin. So this is something you should probably try to get rid of, especially if you have it in your landscape. And the way to do that is this time of year, go out there and start cutting it down or pulling it out. Now, if you're going to pull it out, of course, you want to make sure you have gloves, long sleeve shirt, long sleeve pants, boots, all of that. And do it after a rain, and you can pull out this parsnip and get the root out too. And that'll pretty much kill it. The other thing you can do if you don't want to pull it, if you have a larger patch of it, is to cut it down right at the soil line. I have a scythe to do that with, and I go wandering around out through the fields just scything them down and cutting them down and leaving them there, and continue to do that for about 3 to 5 years, because that's how long the seeds will last in the soil. And if you stay on top of it, you hopefully will be able to eliminate it out of your fields, and you have a nicer meadow.
Wow. Okay. Great information. Here's some questions. This first one from Liana. Liana says, I've got a green space between the sidewalk in front of my house and the street, and I'd like to plant something there. I've planted daffodil bulbs that have not done well. It does get some salt and snow when the plows go through. A neighbor across the street has had success with roses. And Liana writes, I was thinking about maybe hydrangea. Any ideas for what Liana might plant in that green space?
You want plants that are really going to be tough. If you want to use a hydrangea, I would say the arborescence hydrangea would be the best one. That's a tough one, and even if it dies back to the ground, it'll send up new shoots and will flower for you. But also think about some of the real sturdy and tough perennials that are out there. There's a number of different ones you can try. Baptisia is a nice one with a taproot. Russian sage is really good. Rudbeckia, asters, daylilies, ornamental grasses, bunching grasses like blue stem. Any of those would work well in your green space.
All right, next question. Doris writes in to say, 3 years ago, I noticed a disease on my peonies following the wet spring. Doris writes, they treated it with copper-based fungicide, but this year in the peony garden, it's infected nearly all 30 peony plants. What can I do to save my plants?
Well, Doris, from the photo you sent, it looks like you have leaf blotch on the stems. From your description, it sounds like botrytis blight, so you might have a little bit of both. And they're both diseases that do well in humid, wet, cool conditions like we've had the last couple springs, so I'm not surprised it's spreading around your peony patch. There's a couple things you can do. First of all, in the fall, once the peonies start dying back, cut them all back down to the ground and remove that foliage, remove any dead blossoms, remove everything out of that area. Don't leave it around there, because that's where the inoculum will be for next year. If they're really tightly packed together, consider moving some of them this fall, making a little more space so air flows nicely through that. As you mentioned, copper can be used as a preventive spray, but you have to start early. When the peonies first come out of the ground, spray them with copper, and then every 2 weeks keep on top of it, and hopefully that'll protect your peonies so they'll flower beautifully for you next year.
Liz in Middlesex writes in to say, I just purchased a Chicago hardy fig tree. I'm excited, but I'm also nervous about caring for it. I planted it in a pot, and I'm not sure if I should take it in for the winter. Any ideas for how to care for that hardy fig tree?
Well, first of all, Liz, welcome to the Fig Tree in a Pot Club. There's a number of us around the state growing figs in pots, and it's a really successful and rewarding occupation. So the first thing to do, of course, is what you've done. Put it in a container, put it in full sun, keep it well watered. It'll grow up, and you're probably going to get some figs later in the season. Now, it's really important to keep them well watered, because especially once the figs set, if they dry out, they'll drop those figs prematurely. After you've been eating your figs for a while in August, September, leave the container and the fig out there until a frost has killed back the leaves and they've dropped off the plant. Then you want to move it into a protected spot. It has to be somewhere that stays between 35 and 50 right through the winter. It could be a basement, unheated shed, or unheated garage, but it needs to be around that temperature. And just leave it there. It'll go dormant. In the spring, bring it back up after frost is all gone and get it growing again. After a couple of years, you're going to have to pull it out and root prune it and then add more fertilizer and compost to it because, of course, it's going to get too big for that pot. But if you keep doing that, you can have figs for years from your container.
Send questions to gardeningatvermontpublic.org and then listen in your favorite podcast feed. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.